You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria Police confirmed two people were arrested at an anti-mask rally at Melbourne's Shrine of Remembrance. The protesters said their event was to honour Anzac soldiers and they were exercising their right to freedom despite the city's strict lockdown measures. 18 people were also issued fines for flouting public health orders, including not wearing masks. It follows warnings from the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, not to attend the protest after the state recorded another 627 coronavirus cases overnight.
No one should be protesting. The only thing we should be protesting or fighting against is this virus. And protests are not conducive with that fight. They will in fact do nothing but help to spread this virus. It is the wrong thing to do. It should not be happening.
From Monday, face coverings will become mandatory across all of Victoria, in line with Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire. The state's surge in cases has prompted Woolworths to step up its own precautions nationally. The supermarket giant is strongly encouraging customers at all stores across New South Wales, the ACT, and Queensland hotspots to wear masks from Monday. Managing Director of Woolworths Supermarkets, Claire Peters, says the mask wearing will not be mandatory.
The key message for the customers, particularly in New South Wales, ACT and Queensland, is that it is not mandatory for you to wear a mask as you come into Woolworths. You will see probably more of our team on Mondays and particularly our leadership team wearing masks, but it is not mandatory as it stands today. And of course, you can come into the store without a mask on. What we would encourage, though, is as we were in March, please use the hand sanitizer if you can. Use social distance measurements.
Other companies in the business, including Dan Murphy's, Big W, BWS and ALH Hotels, are urging customers to do the same. Deputy Chief Medical Health Officer Dr. Michael Kidd said each business has their own COVID-safe plan, looking at the particular risks for their customers.
Each business, as part of their risk mitigation, will be making their own advice to their employees and to their customers about what they're recommending. At the moment, the advice from the AHPPC is not around wearing masks in areas where there is not community transmission, unless people will feel more comfortable doing so.
The body representing GPs in Australia has joined other health groups in encouraging the general use of masks. Dr. Lara Oweski from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says this virus is particularly dangerous.
This is a virus that can inhabit and spread to people from individuals that have absolutely no sign of infection. The virus is highly infectious and makes it incredibly difficult to stop in its tracks.
The calls come amid a week of people filming themselves across the country objecting to being told to wear a mask, claiming it violates their rights. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.